slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week we step out of the time machine into 1948. What were things like on the coastside back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, fishing boat capsizes off Pigeon Point. According to authorities, a rogue wave caused a party fishing boat out of San Francisco to capsize and taking the life of one person while two others on the boat were saved. Strike delays, road work, the widening of Highway 92 into Half Moon Bay has been halted due to effects of an oil strike which has caused production cuts in the production of asphalt and other paving materials. And polio total reaches 54. According to Dr. Harold Chope, County Health Director, polio cases have reached the epidemic stage with an all-time high of 54 polio victims. Now for a little history in the making. From my restaurant, Cameron's Pub, many of you know that I am a board member and I've served as the president of the Johnson House Foundation. Well, things are looking a little brighter. Bright white, that is. The historical Johnson House on the hill that overlooks Half Moon Bay is getting a spruce up, a new white paint job. It's really time to do it as the weather does take its toll. So now the house is looking beautiful, white, and fresh. It was time to do it. This has also led to other maintenance projects. New handrails have been installed, so it's easier to get in and out. And a special bench acknowledging Mary Betancourt, who has been the main catalyst for the preservation and restoration of the Johnson House. Mary, this bench is for you. Please stop by every third Saturday from 11 to 3 for a free tour led by knowledgeable docents, including my mom, Adora, who knows tons of facts and history of the James Johnson House, which was built in 1853. Please make a point of visiting the historical Johnson House and checking out the history of our little town. Save the date. November 8th is the annual holiday house at the Johnson House. It's a great tradition, sponsored by the Johnson House Foundation, AAUW, and the Coastside Women's Club. All proceeds go towards local scholarships and the ongoing preservation of the Johnson House. So keep calm and history on. 1948. It's only a few short years since the ending of World War II, but a new war is beginning between two former allies. It's called the Cold War, and the Soviet Union takes a shot by blocking West Berlin from the U.S. and Britain and France. The U.S. counters with an 11-month airlift of food and supplies. A new nation is born as Israel is declared as an independent state and joins the United Nations. Here at home, fashions are becoming more and more daring, with the bikini gaining in slowly in popularity, and the first prefab post-war housing to solve housing shortages are starting to appear. They can be built quickly to accommodate the growing need and are inexpensive for people to buy, and helps with the baby boom after the war years by providing young couples with a home in which to start their families. Due to the demand for goods and services, prices are rising, and many believe that the government should bring back some wartime price controls. And televisions are appearing in more and more homes. And technology, vinyl, long playing records, played at 33 RPMs, is developed, as well as Velcro and the transistor radio. Cost of living stats, a loaf of bread, 14 cents. Hamburger meat, 34 cents a pound. And gas is 16 cents a gallon. The musical trends of 1948 included continuing transition from big bands to individual singers, as well as the increasing popularity of lighthearted novelties. Instrumentals are still big, and this record enjoys 8 weeks at number one. Here's Pee-wee Hunt and the 12th Street Rag.
Thank you.
This singer associated with wartime big bands teams up with another band singer, and together they produce this hit. Here's Doris Day and Buddy Clark with Love Somebody.
Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome, say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who.
He's big and strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try a guess?
Do tell, let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly on train new?
We too.
Well,
confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially,
I love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love is you.
For KHNB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.